This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Hundreds of educators and students rallied at the state capitol today, demanding lawmakers pass several gun violence prevention bills. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
We will not be silent.
One bill would expand Colorado's red flag law, which could lead to law enforcement temporarily confiscating a weapon from someone who poses a risk. The bill would add school mental health professionals and teachers to the list of those who can initiate the process. Junior Anna Seaman says her classmates are busy coping with school shootings.
And I think that should not have to be our priority. We should be able to focus on our futures and our educations.
The Denver Teachers Union hosted the rally in response to a shooting at East High that put two administrators in the hospital earlier this week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A candidate in last year's Colorado Republican Senate primary was one of almost a dozen political candidates who had his Air Force records improperly disclosed to a research firm. Eli Bremer says he's not surprised people were trying to get the information, but he's appalled that the Air Force made the unauthorized release.
I think it's disgraceful, and I'm shocked that no one's been fired yet, not just on my account, but on, you know, the fact that this was a known problem 9, 10, 11 months ago.
Bremer says he hopes people are held accountable. A couple of U.S. House committees are looking into the unauthorized records release. The company that requested the records had contracts with the Democratic Campaign Committee last year. Parts of the Front Range have a chance for rain and snow this afternoon into tonight, mostly overcast. Tomorrow, Denver and Boulder have highs in the 30s. This is CPR News.